you be against mandating?
Well, I think this is very interesting because, I mean, especially for the healthcare worker example, I mean, there are many, many good reasons why healthcare workers should be considering immunization for their own safety, but also to protect and first do no harm to the patients that they are treating. Having said that, does it work to mandate? I think what would work better would be to say that there was a shortage and people tend to line up more for something that's in demand. We saw that there was one season where really people lined up all night to get a flu shot, and I mean.
Well, there is a shortage, so.
No, actually, because we thought we were going to need 2 doses per every adult, and it turns out we only need 1 dose. So actually, we have twice as many doses and enough for the whole population at this point. I understand.
But it's not there today, so.
Right. But I mean,
You had a question. You've been waiting a lot.
John Moore from Cornell Medical School. So I think we're all aware that the anti-vaccine movement is having a field day on the internet and on media outlets like Fox News and so on, and causing reductions in vaccine uptake. And it appears to be a pretty unholy alliance of the ultra-right and the ultra-left working together in a sort of Hitler-Stalin pact. I'm not sure that we're countering these people very well. I mean, one of the things I do in my spare time is counter the AIDS denialists, the people who believe that HIV is harmless or doesn't exist, and who led to the deaths of over 350,000 people in South Africa over the past decade. And you have to take these people on in a different style than scientists are used to. We have to develop better sound bites. We have to develop better discussion. You can't really debate these people, but you have to develop better counter methods. And for example, you hear that we shouldn't take flu vaccines because the mercury will kill us. Well, Paul Offit in the New York Times last week pointed out that there is less mercury in a flu shot than there is in a tuna fish sandwich. And that's a powerful soundbite to use against against the crazy people who think the vaccines will kill you. That's just one example. We need to develop better tactics to get across the message that vaccines are safe and are beneficial to society. Mm-hmm. And we need to learn to deal with the crazy people who would try and stop us doing that.
Do you have a question? Or
That's really the question, how best we can develop methods to stop the anti-vaccine movement causing so much damage.
That's for me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's as far as a journalist's perspective on it, I think our job is to put facts forward and to also expose people and institutions that promulgate things that aren't true. And that's all we can do. There always will be people who think things that are not accurate. I've never figured out a way to stop them. All I try to do is combat nonsense with truth as much as I can. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of it. And I will assume that in a place where we allow freedom of speech, there will always be people saying things that I think are pure lunacy. Mm-hmm. And they'll always be there.
I'd like to completely agree with you. I think there's lots of room for improvement for actually reaching better across the public health expertise to actually people who are interested in receiving a vaccine, because there is some mistrust. There are many types of that mistrust. And I think there's really a very good case for doing more in the area of psychology and communication strategies for how to actually relate better. And so that people can really understand, I mean, we are on the same team here. This is a disease that's threatening humanity, and here's the vaccine, and you need it. That's what it is.
Lori had a question. I also have ruined many dinner parties, John, over this issue, so I side with you.